The playmaker is in the house. Not me, Dave Spadaro, but the man to my left, Deshaun Jackson, Eagles wide receiver. And how's everything going with you at training camp, Deshaun?
Training camp.
Another one.
Training camp. Fifth year already?
It does go fast.
It goes by super fast, and I can't already believe it.
Do you feel so much more grown up than you did when you were?
I feel grown. I feel, 25 now. I came in the NFL at 20 years old, so it's just like night and day. And, it's honestly a blessing, man, every year to come out here to see the support of these fans. And, this is a big year for the Eagles this year. I think, Coach Reed, the team, Mike Vick, from everybody to the defense to the offense, I think everybody's tuned in. We're all been on one page, and we're just working hard, man. That's a part of training camp. As much as we don't want to and as much and how hot it is, whatever the case may be, we're out here working.
Deshaun, coming into the NFL at age 20 can ruin a lot of young men.
Man,
looking back, how'd you make it through?
Well, honestly, man, I was able to, just stay prayed up and, keep a group around me that really just cared about my best interests and, not – to care about how much money I had. Not to say it didn't matter, because having the money always, put me in positions to, help out family members, friends, and things like that. But, I think I've went through that process and that phase. And, now being 25, no more handouts given out. Everybody has to work hard, because I come out here on this field and work so hard. So, I just want to set stuff up in my life, to give people opportunities to enable them to take advantage of them, not just be handed stuff. So, I'm just very blessed, and I'm able to just come out here and just be free and be happy at the same time.
How's fame?
Man,
you seem to revel
crazy.
In fame.
Yeah,
you do
yeah.
the red carpets. I mean, you do all that stuff.
Fame is a good thing, honestly, but man, it's the lights never off. As much as I just want to chill and hang out and be cool, the lights is always on, and I always have to, be careful, always have to watch what I say, watch what I do, things like that. But, that comes with the territory, and like I say, going out there and working to get to where I'm at nowadays, any one mistake could put everything on a downfall, so it's very serious.
One of the things that we've talked about that you are into is the music business, the rap music business. How are things going there? We are trying to get on our dip every day here
Man.
PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
I hear, man, I can't come to practice without, hearing Jackpot Records or I'm on my dip or things like that. So, I mean, honestly, the music is doing real good. We're still putting the projects together. Have a team back home that's, putting everything together. We have a Jackpot Presents album about to come out. We shot a couple of videos over the summer. And, I might be able to give it to the Eagles, live network give it out to everybody
thank
else.
You very
just
much.
So,
it's a bigger
the fans,
audience.
Yeah, right, definitely. A bigger audience. Yeah. And, the fans love us, man. So, why not give it to you? Dave Spadaro, since day one, we always had a great relationship, and I appreciate the opportunity you give me.
Represent.
All day, every day, baby, two times.
But, the rap business, it is a – my
it's
son
crazy.
Is heavily into rap,
it's
right?
Crazy,
he's heavily into hip-hop and
definitely.
Wants to do the design thing. And it's great. It's not an easy
business.
There's a lot of snakes in that business,
it is. It's a lot of snakes in the business, and it's everybody's competing at a high level to be the best. Like you see – YMCMB, Young Money, you have Maybach Records, Rick Ross and them type of guys. So, it's such a competitive nature and, the content of the music, whatever's hot, hooks, like I'm on my dip. Whatever you could get that's hot and it's going to stick with the people. I mean, that's how easy it is, but you still got to get them to, you got to get something that goes because you just can't say anything. And I think as long as you have something that goes, I think everybody's able to, catch along to it and just, keep it going.
Will you produce? You're producing now. Will you write? Will you perform? And what's the big picture? You want
to
do it all?
As far as me, myself, I kind of like a Jay-Z, P. Diddy, a CEO,
shoot
Birdman.
For the top.
CEO and then slash, I could come in and rap here and there. But, I really want to leave that for my artists and let them to go out there and make something out of it. Like I said, I'm just really being able to give them opportunities to make something out of their lives. And, I have such great, talented, friends and, people that I've been able to meet being an NFL athlete now. And, just rubbing elbows, like what I said with the Birdmans, the P. Diddy's, Jay-Z's and them type of world. And I'm just very blessed and fortunate to be around them guys. And
you met Jay-Z?
Yeah, I met Jay-Z.
How cool is he?
Man, Jay-Z is cool, man. Actually,
he's got it together, doesn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, he does. He's business orientated. He owns an NBA team, part ownership and things like that. So, looking up to guys like that and, it's my fifth year already. So, I don't know how long I can keep playing football. I'm going to try to stretch it out as long as possible. But once football is over, I need to have something to fall into. So, broadcasting, music, whatever it is I want to do, I'm going to try to get it in.
Maybe
man.
The first time I've ever heard you actually say, hey, this is not going to last forever.
Hey,
I mean, when you start in the NFL, you think it's going to last forever,
you
right?
You do, but now I'm 5 years in, and it's like, damn,
another
five more years. That's a decade, 10 years in. And like I said, I can't believe it's going so fast. But, man, biggest thing for me is playing football, man. That's the number one priority here. That's what I get paid to. I'm very appreciative about the big contract that I go off this offseason. And I just want to keep praying to God and just go out there and stay protected. you know, just give it all I got. I think Philadelphia, the team, you know, us as our fan, I mean, us as players, I think we worked so hard these past years to get to where we're at. And, you know, I think we're very deserving of a Super Bowl. So hopefully everybody collectively could come together as one and, you know, get that common goal.
What is the deal on punt returns? Are you doing it? Do you know what you're doing?
He's trying to trick y'all back at home.
I don't know what the deal is.
Is I'm going to do it still, man.
Okay.
Nah, but, you know, anytime I'm called on, like I told Coach Reed, I'm going to go out there and, you know, do whatever it is I need to do to, you know, be a punt returner, yeah, to score them touchdowns. You know, the giant killer, man. I'm still a giant killer. So anytime, you know, well, we play the Giants, keep the eye on
that. How you didn't score that one last year?
They cheated me, man. I don't want to hear that. I didn't step out of bounds. Pull up the clip now.
I think we probably do have that clip. I don't think you did step out of bounds,
It's all good, man. You know, we're in New York, and they can't let it happen twice in a year.
Hey, what's the coolest thing you did this summer, Deshaun?
I think the coolest thing I did this summer was, you know, shoot some videos. And like I said, first time I'm really able to, you know, be like an artist and, you know, with my other artists and me being a CEO and a slash artist, I'm able to shoot videos and get into it with them. And, you know, it's a different look, man. And, you know, football players, us always known to be big and bulky and stuff. It's like me, I could fit into the rapper, you know, size.
Well,
like,
I'm bigger and bulkier than you used to be, but I'm not,
you know, like 6'8", 300 pounds, you know, that the average athlete is. So, you know, interacting from music to football, I think I'm be able to fit in both. So I think the biggest thing I did this all season was a couple of music videos, traveled. You know, I really just had a great time, man, honestly.
Good. How many tats do you have?
Oh, I just got a lot more, too. Got my chest finished now, too. So
what's the expression that you – you use it as a form of expression, right?
Yeah, man. I think, you know, every tattoo I have fits myself. I'm not a person that just wants to get ink tatted on me. I mean, every tattoo that I, like, have, you know, I really sat down and put something into it. And I could, you know, almost have a meaning for everyone. You know, my dad, my mom, my grandma, you know, a couple of crosses, scriptures, prayer hands. I mean, I can keep going, you know, so – I'm just, like I say, man, I'm very happy and blessed. Yeah. And, you know, I'm looking for big 2012.
Got a lot to be thankful for.
Yes, sir.
Good luck the rest of training camp. Love the way you're playing out there.
For sure,
offense,
man,
looks great, right?
It does, man. We're moving fast. And, you know, one thing I can say about the offense, we're able to be out there competing versus a defense that, to me, they look tremendously better since last year. You know, Ryan's in the middle and, you know, a couple of additions, the young linebacker from Cal, Kendricks, he's playing pretty good, too. So, you know, I get to rough him up a little bit with my elbow because he's came from Cal, you know. So, he got to follow footsteps. He got a lot of pressure,
yes,
you know, because I came in and did my thing. So, he has to come in and do his thing,
Hey, what's
too.
Up with DRC? The man is like, he can't complete a pass against him.
You know, DRC, I got some caught on him. But, you know, he's doing his thing, too. He's holding it down, too. But, like I said, it's good for them to be out there and do what they're doing because they need that confidence to build up. They're going against two great receivers with me and Macklin and Vaughn, three great receivers too. And, you know, it's good for them to get that right now in camp, you know. So once seasons come along, they're not going to be able to see receivers as running as fast as this.
I like the competition, man.
For sure, bro.
All right. Deshaun Jackson
appreciate
in the house.
You,
we thank you very much for joining us here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
ES, baby. Eagles, we in the building.